Day three of the Women's World Cup in the history books. We've been watching England get off to a winning start. Leanne Sanderson, Michelle Heyman in with me, Andy Kerr. Leanne, it's your team. Happy?
Yeah, I'm really happy, as you can tell. Michelle's happy too, but at the same time, unfortunate for Michelle, Australia didn't get the win today, but England did. But I'm not that happy with necessarily how England played in the second half, but hopefully in the next game they can see out the game a little bit better than they did today.
Michelle wearing blue, so our token Scotland fan today, clearly.
Well, it's like a little bit, because I'm like, if we go blue and white, it's kind of English at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. I never even thought about that.
You
wearing blue.
I put it on purpose because I wanted to support Leanne's country as well. So one of us had to get the win.
Wearing blue when Scotland are playing England does not suggest you're supporting England.
I was hoping that we're
going to
be
in blue. Yeah, that's actually
true,
Andy. I should have thought about that.
I don't know.
No longer friends.
My bad.
Phil Neville was quite strict, wasn't he? He was quite forthright after the game. He said that he was a problem for England today. I didn't quite understand that, but it didn't seem like he was too happy.
Yeah, it was interesting words. I think he kind of it can't be misquoted because he said it, but I wouldn't understand why he necessarily said that. But I think what he meant to say, I mean, I can't speak for him, but I think maybe he just was disappointed in the way the second half, you know, they didn't see the game out in the way that they wanted to do. But I think the most important thing is the 3 points, you know, not to sound cliche, but I think...
You sound like a football manager.
Getting the 3 points after the first game is the most important thing, and then they can hopefully build on from that.
I think what Phil meant was we need to bring Leanne Sanderson back into this squad pronto.
Oh, 100%. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, that's definitely
that
what he meant.
No, 1995, the last time England won a World Cup opener, the Women's World Cup. So from that point of view, everyone's got to be happy.
Yeah, I think we're definitely really happy with the 3 points, you know, can build on for the confidence into the next game, you know. Like I said on the studio, I didn't expect us to have to go to the corner flag towards the end of the game, but I'm glad we did. You know, it's good game management to just get the 3 points because it's tournament football, you know, it's not a friendly game. So every game counts and all the points matter, and especially at this stage of the game.
So this is England at a World Cup. So at this point, should we be saying England can win it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to say so. You know, if I'm standing at the end of the 5 weeks and England have won the gold medal, I'd be more than happy, you know. But I think it's too early to say. I still think that France are going to be, you know, for me, what I've seen so far, France are definitely a force to be reckoned with.
So England off to a winning start. The Matildas, not so much, Michelle.
Not so much, yeah. A bit disappointed. It wasn't fun to be able to come on and do this and not have the win at the same time. But I think we just got to learn from it. I think the girls are going to be definitely upset. But it's the first game, which is usually the one that you really want to win. We've got a tough game against Brazil as well. So it's going to be a big struggle. But I think the girls can pull through and come through with a win.
I still think Australia will still go through. I think they've made it harder for themselves, but I definitely
think... Are you just saying that because Michelle's here?
No. I mean, I always say I've got a lot of friends on that team, and I really enjoy watching them. I don't think it was their best performance. They need Michelle. So I think they shouldn't take a lot of... Like, they definitely have to be better in the next game, but I think going forward, I wouldn't say I'd be too worried about them going through.
Yeah, it just seemed like they didn't have find their feet for this game, so they can improve on that. There's a couple of days in between, so fingers crossed.
Up until, a month ago, you were still a member of the Matildas. How hard has it been for you, as much as we've enjoyed having you as our guest, but to watch on this time?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be as difficult. It was a bit challenging watching the game, but I'm just so proud that I got to play for my country and be able to do that. And I want to support the girls, and it's a big part of it to be able to support your country and be a part of it. And I still feel like I'm a part of the team, still talk to the girls. So it's a nice feeling, but I'm just disappointed and I feel for them.
What have they been saying in the dressing room today? Anger or frustration?
Frustration, yeah.
Concede, what was it, 94 minutes in?
Yeah, to give away a silly free kick at that time was just, disappointing. And that's something that we've always lacked. We kind of start to fail at the last 15 minutes. I'm not sure if we get tired or we just mentally aren't there in the game, but... very disappointing for us. And I think they just would have been definitely frustrated. It was just one of those games where you think you thought you were going to come away with the 3 points. Like, they would have had the confidence and belief within themselves, and to not walk away with it is, a big struggle.
It was your mate as well, wasn't it? Barbara Bonassia, who scored the 2 goals.
Yeah, my teammate at Juventus. You know, Barbara certainly comes alive in these big games, you know, and I'm really happy for her. Disappointed for Michelle, but I'm happy for her. You know, I've got... 8 teammates to play for the Italian national team. So, it's good for me to be able to watch them during this tournament. But as I said, I'd be more than happy for Michelle's team to get the win also.
I just noticed as well, the blue, it's like Italian blue. You really didn't think that through, sir, did you?
I am terrible today.
He's absolutely ruining you. I think you look good.
I need to get a stylist or something.
What you do need is you need a win against Brazil next time out Australia. Brazil got their campaign off to a winning start today, 3-0 against Jamaica, who've never played in the World Cup before, so a good start for the Brazilians.
Oh, most definitely. They killed it. Great performance. Just a strong, quality team. I think the way that they've started is definitely going to be a very positive thing for them to be able to get the 3 points in the first game. They're going to have that over the Aussies as well. So they're going to come into that game firing, ready for the win and to, I don't know, kick Australia out of it, which is kind of challenging and sad at the same time. But great game for them. Very positive.
Christiane got the hat-trick, I suppose, today against Jamaica. Someone for you to watch out for, although with 92 international goals to her credit, it's not like she's a surprise.
Oh, most definitely. I think our number one thing is to just close her down and don't allow her to get the ball. That's usually our game plan. So if we can stop that, then I think we've got a good shot.
Okay, that's almost a wrap from us. So what are you going to do tonight? It's been a while since you two have had a break. You've been working non-stop since you arrived here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been magnificent so far. You know, me and Michelle have known each other for a number of years now, so for us to be out here with being sports, it's a dream come true, and long may it continue.
You're going to get some nice food?
Most definitely. I can't wait.
It's nice and hot here. It's absolutely roasting. So we love it. I mean, I love it, but I know you can never prepare for the heat like this.
Yeah, no.
People warned me about how hot it was going to be, but, you know, I'm never complaining about the heat.
Hey, we'll get a good night's sleep. Two more games tomorrow that you'll see with us here on BN Sports, and we'll do this again, same time every day.